Coco Chanel once said that no elegance is possible without perfume. She called it the ultimate accessory. For Gabrielle, it's more than that. It's her life's calling. She sits in her luxurious corner office and breathes in the latest scent her company has produced. The scent is good, but good wasn't what made Gabrielle one of the most decorated contemporary perfumers. She needed the perfume to sing. She's been working on this particular perfume for months, and this is the fifth version.
Gabrielle, your 5 o'clock is here to see you.
Trevor is the head chemist for the company. He's good at his job, but struggles with the poetry of scent. He is also devilishly handsome, and definitely does not know it. Gabrielle likes working with him, for both his expertise and the eye candy. There have been plenty of times that Gabrielle wanted to rip off his neat business wear and mess him up a little. Trevor always got a little nervous when he was summoned up to Gabrielle's office. It was hard to focus around her when she always wore figure-hugging dresses that showed off all of her assets. The dress she had on today was no exception, and Trevor gulped when she held out her wrist for him to smell the perfume. The perfume is called Secret Desire. Trevor may have been struggling to find the exact scent that Gabrielle is looking for, but the name was something he's intimately familiar with. Trevor could be so literal. Gabrielle knows those are the primary scents that make up the perfume, but she's looking for an emotional reaction. Gabrielle taps her finger against her lips and notes the way Trevor's eyes follow the movement. That's interesting. Suddenly, Gabrielle isn't just thinking about what she wants in the perfume. She's thinking about a different desire too. Trevor's eyes widen at his boss's bold statement. He could offer some scent suggestions, but he gets the impression that an offer to add sandalwood isn't what she was looking for. They both know that fragrance reacts differently based on where you apply it. A wrist can be romantic, but if Gabrielle is looking for the scent of sex, then she'll need something more intimate. Trevor watches as Gabrielle picks up the glass atomizer and spritzes her neck. Gabrielle gives the perfume a moment to dry before she gives Trevor a piercing look and taps her neck. Trevor leans in close to Gabrielle. He can feel how warm she is as he brushes against her. He breathes in the scent, and instantly the notes come alive. Gabrielle smells magnificent, and he's not sure it's the perfume that's responsible. Trevor doesn't have to think about it this time. Nothing about Gabrielle is safe, and that's the appeal. Trevor hasn't moved away from her, even though he knows he should. The warmth of arousal infuses Gabrielle's body. She can still feel Trevor's breath on her neck, and it sends tingles down her spine. Perfume is the last thing on her mind now. She wants Trevor, and Gabrielle is used to getting her own way. It's Trevor's willingness to please that Gabrielle has always liked. It's a great quality to have in your head chemist, but Gabrielle loves it for other reasons too. It's an easy order to follow. Trevor leans in and brushes his lips against Gabrielle's, a tease before he finally closes the gap between them and kisses her. Gabrielle melts into him, showing a soft side that Trevor has never seen before. He likes it. The feeling of Trevor's lips against her own has Gabrielle uncharacteristically weak at the knees. Trevor presses up against her, and she can feel him start to harden through his trousers. When Trevor starts kissing down her neck, Gabrielle feels an answering arousal in her core. Trevor wants to give Gabrielle everything. His senses are cloudy with lust. Trevor gets to his knees and runs his hands up Gabrielle's silky legs. She bites her lip as his hands disappear under the hem of her dress. Trevor pulls Gabrielle's lacy panties down, dragging them inch by inch over her beautiful legs. He throbs with want when he thinks about what he's uncovering. He wants Gabrielle. Now. Trevor pushes up Gabrielle's dress, baring her. Gabrielle widens her stance, and Trevor buries his face between her legs. He's amazing. He's everything she was looking for in the perfume. Gabrielle has to grab onto the desk behind her when Trevor licks between her folds. Gabrielle threads her fingers through Trevor's hair as he eats her out. He can tell by the way her fingers clench and relax what's driving her wild. He would be happy to take her all the way, but suddenly she pulls his head back. Trevor's mouth isn't enough. She needs all of him. She pulls on Trevor's hair again, and he gets to his feet. She can see the bulge in the front of his pants, and it makes her ache to have him inside of her. Gabrielle reaches for the front of his pants and unbuckles his belt. She slides her hand into his boxers and pulls out his hard cock. Her hand feels amazing as she strokes him. Trevor enjoys her touch, but he's done being teased. He reaches behind her and clears a space on the desk with his hand. This is a bold side of Trevor, and Gabrielle loves it. He puts his hands on her hips, picks her up, depositing her on the desk. Trevor smiles cockily. Gabrielle may have initiated things, but now she's on his hook and begging for him. This push and pull they have is a rush. He takes his place between her legs, grasping his cock in his hand. Trevor presses his cock into her. This is exactly what she needs. He feels amazing as he slides inside. Trevor's lips meet Gabrielle's as he begins to thrust. He can feel how much she wants him. How she takes him into her body so eagerly. If they could bottle this feeling, their perfumes would outsell everyone. They break the kiss, and Gabrielle holds onto Trevor while he rocks into her. It feels amazing, and the more she gets, the more she wants. Trevor speeds up his thrust. Their shared pleasure only heightening. He meant what he said. If this is what he can expect, then he'll give Gabrielle anything. He buries his face in her neck, smelling her perfume anew. They move in sync, chasing bliss together. Gabrielle's toes curl as she nears the edge.